I'm Christine Herman with Side Effects Public Media. An estimated 100,000 people in the U.S. live with sickle cell disease. It's the most common genetic disorder in the U.S., and yet there's an extreme shortage of data about the disease. A federally funded program aims to plug gaps in data on sickle cell. I'm joined by Side Effects Public Media's Farah Yousry to learn more. Hi, Farah. To start, can you tell me what life is like for patients living with sickle cell disease?
Yeah, so sickle cell is a complex blood disorder that causes blood cells to get jammed in veins, starving major organs of oxygen. And patients usually struggle to find the care they need. I spoke with Monica Brown, who used to live in California, where she was able to get great care, but then had to move to Texas a few years ago. And she tells me it was like night and day. She couldn't find a sickle cell specialist who could treat her very complex disease. At that point, her health hit rock bottom. So she'd go from one pain crisis into another.
I was just going in the ER every 3 weeks. That's how stressed I was. I was just like crying sometimes, just fighting with these doctors.
In the ER, she'd be treated by ER doctors, not specialists who are more equipped to treat her disease holistically. And so for many years, she wasn't getting any better. Part of the problem is that, yes, there is clearly a shortage of sickle cell providers. But how big is this shortage and which places have it worse is all very hard to quantify because we simply do not have the data.
So there's a national program that's trying to address this. How does it work?
It's called the Sickle Cell Data Collection Program, run by the CDC. And the goal is to aggregate data on sickle cell disease from across the country. So far, only 11 states are participating, and that includes several Midwest states like Indiana, Michigan, Minnesota, and Wisconsin. California and Georgia have data available. The others are in progress. Indiana has shared some initial data, and it's pretty much in line with national estimates. It shows that the vast majority of sickle cell patients are Black, and nearly 70% are on Medicaid.
So why is it important to have this kind of data? What kinds of things might it be used for?
While this data might not cover every aspect of the disease, it's certainly a step in the right direction. I spoke with Dr. Julie Cantor. She's a sickle cell specialist in Alabama and the president of the National Alliance of Sickle Cell Centers. She says that in order to recommend the best care to sickle cell patients who might develop certain complications, doctors need to have data. For other genetic illnesses like hemophilia or cystic fibrosis, there are databases or registries, and providers can look to those for guidance or recommendations. There is no such thing currently for sickle cell.
A registry provides the data needed to make some of those recommendations. And so when you don't have that data, some of the recommendations that we make are anecdotal.
Anecdotal meaning they're not based on years of evidence. They're more like an educated guess based on the individual doctor's experience with their patients.
Did Dr. Cantor give you any specific examples of how this can affect patient care?
Yeah, one example would be, you know, there is a certain screening children can get to determine the risk of stroke. It's crucial because if they are at risk, they need treatments and monitoring. But studies estimate that less than half of kids with sickle cell get this screening done. Without it, they risk having debilitating strokes with irreparable damage, which could have been prevented if they got this simple screening done. Again, we don't have a database that tracks exactly how many kids are getting these screenings or where there are gaps. There may be some places like institutions and healthcare settings that are making sure their patients get screened. But if you're not fortunate enough to be in one of those places, you may miss out. And that's where a national registry can be really helpful. And these registries need data. And the more data points you have, the better. But as it stands now, we don't even have the basics, like the number of patients with the illness, the type of insurance they have. And that's what this program aims to address.